Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, streaming live from BBS in California and also hopping out to our podcast. If you haven't joined the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show before, what's it all about? I interview incredible women, women who often have risen from tragedy to triumph and are now using that springboard to do terrific work and touch millions of lives. And I'm delighted today to be joined by my good friend, Dr. Anna Kubecker. Hello, Anna.
Hello, Vaughn. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you back again. So if you haven't been following the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, you can certainly click back to the link. There is an archives button. And I did have the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Anna on my show before. Lots has changed since then for both of us. And here we are getting ready to launch another book. So here's a little bit of background about Dr. Anna by way of a more formal bio. Obviously, you can tell already, she is a delightful, friendly, incredible woman who loves helping others. She's actually a OBGYN. So she's triple board certified, a fellow of gynecology and obstetrics, integrative medicine, and anti-aging and regenerative, I need more coffee, medicine. And she had the absolute honor just in the last few days to bring to into this world her own baby granddaughter as an OBGYN. How special was that?
Magic. Complete magic. It was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we always, when we're, well, I don't know, but I gather from other grandparents, I have a fur baby and Alex, my son, is not planning on having kids just yet. But I gather it is the most special time. And so it's really amazing when it's your own child. So she has special certifications, both in functional medicine, sexual health, so this could get to be a really intriguing interview, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. I'm going to have the team do a little edit in the middle there. Okay, so Dr. Anna has special certifications in functional medicine, sexual health, so this could get really interesting, ladies, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which I'm going to need some explanation about in a little bit. So for the past 20 years, she has served literally tens of thousands of women in her private practice, millions more through her books, her online videos, and her articles. She's touching lives. Her own health journey took her a turn during menopause. And I'm going to have her share her story again because it was very, very insightful. And she did seek out wisdom from healers around the world, learning that modern medicine and time-tested natural remedies are not at odds. Working together, they do create indisputable results. And using delicious healing foods and simple lifestyle changes, which is what Dr. Anna's books are about, she reclaimed her health and her life. So now she's fueled by that belief that every woman deserves to be empowered and in control of her health and her life, and developed a keto green lifestyle, which is a book that I followed last year religiously and have now kept off those 40 pounds that I became healthier with by following your plan. So I fully endorse it, know it works. It's a great book, great recipes, and there's more coming. So that's helped thousands of other women too, to opt out of what she calls menopause misery, I love that term, and experience joyful transition to the next phase of their lives. So this is in an interview with the original author of this approach and ways that you too could breeze through menopause into your, what she calls, second spring. So how timely, we're just in April now, feeling the best that you ever have. So this is going to be fascinating. I love how it intertwines with the work that I do, which is all about supporting women, helping women to be their best selves, not physically from the health perspective, but by using powerful language to ask for what we want. And that could be balance. It could be adding more team to your to your business as a solopreneur, doing a lot of work right now with solopreneurs who are ready to move up to a CEO and expand their mindset, get the work done as I am through others versus getting buried in the weeds, which can cause a lot of stress. So we're both synergistically connected with, we both want to help women do well, flourish, be joyful, and we're doing it from different approaches. So Dr. Anna, what's been going on in your world since we last talked?
Oh my gosh, there's been so much, but I just want to emphasize what you said. You know, it is about living your best life. And for me, it's like the second spring of our lives is post-menopause. Yeah. And so what do we want that to look like? And I just became a grandma. So if you Google grandma gifts, you know, those little images, it's terrible what you see. I mean, there's like old ladies in rocking chairs with out of shape and whatever. You don't see gorgeous, healthy, energetic, jet setting. And I think it's important to redefine what menopause means to us and what postmenopause looks like mm-hmm. for us, like disrupting menopause, disrupting the second spring of our life, the second half. Right. Now, it's never too late for those who are younger and not even thinking about menopause, that transition every woman will go through. And I will say menopause is mandatory. And suffering is optional. Oh, so
love it. Because it is when you have the information and the education to prepare for it. Let me tell you, some of the things that happen are not such big shocks, and then you can offset it, head it off at the pass.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we have to talk about it as the alchemy of menopause, right? The alchemy of menopause. Everything in our life has been working up to this transition point. And now what, right? We can look at it in a couple of different ways. And I give the analogy sometimes, Yvonne, about a pressure cooker. Within a pressure cooker, you've got alchemy going on. You're transitioning, transforming food into something even more delicious and yummy and juicy. Mm-hmm. Now you take the lid off that pressure cooker prematurely, you blow the lid off, and that's a mess. And that's because our hormones are declining. I consider the progesterone, our natural neuroendocrine hormone, progesterone, the mother hormone for all our reproductive hormones, consider that the lid on our pressure cooker of our lives. And that naturally declines 35 to 55. I know you didn't ask me, but I was just thinking about the alchemy of menopause and transition. And when I was 48, I was in this downward spiral where I was near broke, renting out my home here that I'm in right here in St. Simon's Island I was taking my daughter. I'm like, we're going to go camping for July 4th weekend. I was renting out my house so we could pay the mortgage. So that's what I was doing.
So I know that there is a bigger story there, but just for the listeners, many of which are in the US, in Canada. I mean, we tend to think of, you know, once you get your doctorate in anything, you're set for life. Mm-hmm. So how does that kind of spiral happen? Are you willing to dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for me and part of my journey, you know, I had a solo OBGYN practice that I loved. I was National Health Service Corps here in the US and came to Southeast Georgia for 3 years of repayment. And I stayed, right? Now I've been here 22 years. Right. But part of that in solo practice, and we had a trauma in our family, and that took me on certainly a journey, a tailspin. And there's that part of the journey. And at a point I was able to recover. Like I was early menopause, post-traumatic stress, and infertile. And I was able through a journey I took around the world. And we talked about this on your other episode that we did together.
About your son. Yeah.
About my son. Yeah. And so, and through that journey, I naturally reversed early menopause and became pregnant, having Ava Marie, my now 14-year-old at 41 years old when I was 41.
Just repeat that, because I want the listeners to hear that. You reversed early menopause and became fertile again and had a baby girl.
Yep, naturally, family injection after injection of infertility meds.
Yeah.
I'm an OBGYN.
Yeah, this is the power that you have when you have the right information, ladies.
Empowerment. And that's what I want to give other women. So I started looking at, you know, healing from a different way. I was already a hormone expert, and I further continue to excel in hormones and biogenical management, but it takes more than hormones to fix our hormones. And that's what I want people to know. And so beyond that, at age 48, then, you know, several years later, I was a single, like, the whole PTSD. I still had trauma from, you know, losing our son in a traumatic accident.
Right.
And that PTSD continued under the surface. And so at 48, divorced and a sole provider for all my family and burning out from my practice. Cause how do we,
self-medicate ourselves in our work, do we? Oh,
self-medication, right? Yeah. Workaholism. I do that really, really well. And I burn out, but I kept my employees employed as long as I could, didn't want to admit I was burnt out. And you know, your income stops, you keep paying everyone else, expenses stay the same. And that was trouble. And I redefined what my life would look like, my business would look like. But also, this is the business part of this, the entrepreneurial part. It's then the part of being a single mom and a survivor. I think this came from a really deep place. And it was like, I've got to provide for my family.
Absolutely.
Number one. Yeah. Number two, my patients. My patients were like, Dr. Anna, no one will give us your compounded creams and your bioidentical hormone scripts. They're not comfortable writing it because they didn't know, right? And this is, you know, years ago now. So I was like, I'm going to come up with something that is better than I could write on a prescription pad and, you know, work even better for you and be less expensive. Mm. And so I had already my superfood drink, my Mighty Maca Plus. Yes. And so I created Jolva, my anti-aging cream for the vulva. So, I mean, seriously, it's magic. We have hundreds of thousands of users.
I know. And it'll be magic when it comes to Canada. And if there's any update on that, please share.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. I don't have it there yet, but I'm constantly inventing. Okay. I'm just over here because I just got my new Beauty Locks formula, my menopause hormone hair mask. I don't know how well you can see that.
Oh, but there we go.
Beauty Locks. This was supposed to be, I initially started doing a non-DHEA Jolva formula so I could get it to my Canadian loves. Right.
Right.
And so I get Jolva to Canada. And this, so I put sea buckthorn oil instead of DHEA. And then this is a funny story. Okay. This is entrepreneurial stuff, but this is your jam.
This is my juice.
I'm gonna share with you. This is one of the things that, so I was creating this non-DHEA so I could sell it in Canada, and sea buckthorn oil is really good for your hair. And I was out of a hair moisturizer and been using, you know, hair dryer, styling and long hair, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh my gosh, sea buckthorn oil is really good for your hair. I mean, it was used, you know, to improve horses' hair and beautiful coats. I think it was at the time of Caesar, Mark Anthony discovered that. And so I started using using it in my hair. My hair was so soft and silky. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a hair formula before it became. So I changed it, added aminos, increased the sea buckthorn oil. And now it's a hair formula. And I still have on my to-do list to make the non-DHEA Jolva.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were going to say it's a hair mask, but you can use it in other places.
Well, you probably can. I just haven't. There's no preservatives. It's all aminos. I just, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's so good, you guys. And
good to know. So
in other places, let me know how it goes.
So early advert, where can people find the product pieces? At
DrAnnaQuebecca.com? DrAnna.com. DrAnna.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice and easy. Okay. All right. And I'll put a link in the chat notes as well afterwards. Okay, so one quick question. What is bioidentical management?
Bioidentical hormone management is where we're really using hormones that are that are identical to what our body produces. When we talk about bioidentical progesterone or estrogen or testosterone, that it is in the same form, the same chemical composition that our own are.
Okay.
And versus a synthetic form, for example, progestin, like in birth control pills, there may be a progesterone derivative, but it's not a biogenical progesterone. So it doesn't work the same way. And the same with, for example, estrogens, like there's estradiol, which is bioidentical, and then there's combinations of estrogen like Premarin that have a combination of different estrogens in it that aren't native to a woman. So that's where we really, when we're using hormones, like we use bioidentical thyroid to replace thyroid optimally. We use bioidentical insulin to support insulin. We use bioidentical progesterone in traumatic brain injury because progesterone's a neuropeptide. It's important for memory, for cognition, for healing, for sleep. I mean, it's so important that way.
Yeah.
And so we have to switch to using that versus synthetic. And as a physician trained on synthetic hormone replacement therapy, nothing works better than bioidentical in the hands of a practitioner, that a physician that knows how well to manage right. it.
So for the listeners, are you still do you still have your OBGYN practice as well, other than grandbabies, or has that really taken a side seat now because you have all of these amazing products that can impact so many more people than you can actually physically see in a day?
Yes, that's part of it. And the books that I've written, one of the reasons I wrote the books was to get the 90%, the actually 99% into the empowered woman, right? Into the woman herself and the man who loves them and the families. This information is critical to know and to learn. So I have that and my online programs, and I do physician to physician consultations. Excellent. So my goal is to teach more physicians to take better care of more women than I could do one-on-one. So I do high level consulting. There's some physicians that I regularly consult for with, and anyone's physician is welcome to contact me too for a physician-physician consultation too.
Excellent.
So right now, until now my youngest, that miracle child I told you about,
yes.
Well, she'll be going into high school next year. So we'll see what that brings. That might give me more free time to get mischievous and hang a shingle again, but I'm not
Excellent.
Sure. I like academia.
So the Keto Green book is the book that I know, love, and trust. And then you have a new book out too. So
and you
tell
look
me
amazing,
about-
by the way.
Thank you. So tell me more about how that evolved and what is menopause all about? The new book.
Well, it's a great title to really start the discussion around menopause, right? And women don't talk about it. We kind of like don't even want to know that it's happening. Just want to be through it.
I'm getting old.
That'd be it. Yeah, that'd be it. But so Keto Green 16 is that, you know, so I'm 55 with a 14-year-old now. So, but when I was 48, there was that second menopause. That's where I discovered the way to healthy way with intermittent fasting, no more snacking, getting healthy fats and high quality protein with alkalinizing herbs, greens, fiber, you know, and minerals, that key alkalinizers, the greens, the dark greens, as well as sometimes we need supplementation. I certainly supplement too.
Mm-hmm.
It's that combination of getting Keto Green is essential for brain health, clarity, keeping us insulin sensitive because we're naturally more insulin resistant as we get older.
Right.
And these are significant shifts in our physiology. So we need to optimize. We need to work with Mother Nature instead of against her.
Right.
And so menopause came about because as women, we're doing Keto Green and other programs and, you know, we're troubleshooting. Okay, what are you doing? What do we need to fix, right? Because you're stalled, you're at a plateau, or you're sliding backwards, or what's going on? And I would say, okay, we need to pause this. For example, my Hashimoto's or MS clients, we need to pause all nightshades. And that's the tomato, the eggplant, the onions, the peppers, and we have to pause that for a while and let's see how you do. Sometimes we just don't know. And again, we never want to wait for a diagnosis to get to the bottom root cause of what's disrupting our physiology.
Right.
So menopause came about from just these five different pauses that were the most common ones I used on clients to get them over a plateau or to help them with their symptoms of hot flashes, mood swings, night sweats, weight loss, you know, or toxicity. So the first one is the Keto Green Extreme Plan, which is an autoimmune protocol based plan without nightshades. And then I have a plant-based plan, a carnivorish plan, a cleanse, and a carb up plan. Each of those plans can have a place, certainly in our lives just to experiment, but also certainly for certain medical reasons or diagnoses or problems that we've been dealing with, symptoms we've been dealing with.
Hmm. It sounds intriguing. Sounds like another book I'm going to have to pick up. And the fact that it's called Menu Pause, presumably it also has some more delicious menus and options and ways to get creative with the foods that you are allowed to eat. I mean, Keto Green has 16 foods that you have as sort of legal foods, and they're delicious. I've come to love broccoli rice, broccoli mashed potato, cauliflower rice, cauliflower mashed potato. I put in broccoli once in a while too, but
it's a nice substitute, right? We don't have to be deprived. It's a nice substitute.
Yeah. Many of my friends have tasted the harvest beef vegetable soup and love it and have switched up beef for turkey, and they're not on a keto green plan, but it's really tasty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. The recipes are designed to be delicious and therapeutic. So with Menu Pause, this is more of a cookbook. So it's colored recipes. There's also the breakout sections on menopause around the world. Great. And 125 recipes, and then tucked away into 5 different plans. So, I mean, really incredible.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so that is launching for spring this year. When is it going to be officially available?
April 12th.
Okay.
Next week. Yeah.
All right. So I have some more information about that. So I'll be sharing and getting that circulated. If you're able to circulate this interview as well as a replay, as well as the go live version, that would be appreciated. The more eyes see it, the better the opportunity for more women to have an impact with excellent menu planning, but also really, really looking at your expertise around hormone and how important it is to get the right balance for the right reasons. And menopause is such an odd, I find it such an odd thing because, as you said, people don't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to accept it. I have a friend of mine who is so youthful since she had, she looks so much more youthful since she retired, but has a great baby granddaughter. And she chose to have her name be Gigi.
I'm leaning towards Gigi too. So yeah. Grandma doesn't seem to sit well, but I'm leaning towards Gigi.
Yeah, my sister's Nana, and that, I mean, she's only 3 years older than me, but it sounds old to me.
Old, yeah. Right? Like, yeah, we have to associate grandma just sounds really old. And when you Google grandma, old images come up. So we have to shift again our mindset around it too. I definitely had to shift my mindset. And then Yvonne, each of the plans in Menu Pause, the 5 plans, they're each 6 days because that's enough for two 72-hour cycles where gastrointestinal mucosa regenerates. So in a short time, we can see, okay, I really feel like super, improved with this plan. I feel this is optimal. Mm. But, so you can, each chapter has, you can start here if, but it is also designed to go through all of the plans at some point. And we'll be doing it together in my online community, Girlfriend Excellent. Doctor community too.
Excellent. So what, what has shifted in terms of your range of products and services, because you've now got this new offering? I'm curious.
Yeah. So we do a Keto Green 16 bundle, which is our Keto Green shake with 0 grams of sugar. Right. It's important to have high quality protein. It has 14 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, 3 grams of fat, and plus all the multivitamins and minerals and detoxification support, because we have to support our hormones. So, and then my Mighty Maca Plus. So that's also a big part of alkalinizing, supporting the adrenal glands, because the adrenals got to take over our ovarian hormone production, especially of DHEA. So that's critically important. Mm-hmm. And then in addition, always have clients check urine pH and ketones. Test, don't guess. We're following, it's important perimenopause and beyond to get into a state of ketosis, but in a healthy way. Yep. And that is with an alkaline urine pH. And if we're not testing, we're guessing. Yep. And that's important, because sometimes I'll just be like, I'm not testing because I know I'm not in it, and I'll stop testing because I've been misbehaving. But when you test, you're kind of committing to be, to making sure that we're on task. And that's really important too. Yep. So guessing, not guessing.
Yeah. I remember when I got my first pack, I was religiously testing, and I think once I managed to get vaguely into the green zone, and that was it. It wasn't something that I was able to really get into, but I kept testing and I kept up the plan. And within the first 3 weeks, I was down 21.
20, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it made a huge impact right away. And I don't think my diet had been crazy off. I mean, I wasn't eating, you know, pop potato chips and candy and cookies and, you know, pop and crazy stuff. But it made a massive difference. So I'm keen to learn more about this plan. And I have to say, your Mighty Macker is way more tasty than the alternative that you put in your book with the baking soda, lemon juice, and apple vinegar cider. Excuse me. That's a cheap substitute, but it's not very effective.
No, the Mighty Macker is amazing. And you can add apple cider vinegar, call that the elixir, but you can straight. It's good. And I designed it that way because, you know, I needed that for me. And I have if it doesn't taste good, I'm from a family of chefs and American cooks. So if it doesn't taste good, you're going to have an aversion reaction. You can't have, that's not medicinal then. That's unless you're trying to purge. It is not good.
Yeah. If it doesn't taste good, then we won't do it. Period.
Right.
So what have you observed, you know, where I can't remember exactly the date of that last interview, but we've had a lot going on with COVID in the last little while.
And before we're COVID, just,
we're just starting to come out in Calgary now. A lot of people this week are returning back to work. Offices are open again. Different parts of the country obviously have different things going on. But as far as women's health goes, what have you observed that is important to notice in terms of trends around COVID and women's health?
That number one, like cortisol is that, you know, is going to deplete your progesterone. And I mentioned that progesterone is the lid to that pressure cooker.
Yeah.
So in no other time that I've been alive is self-care more important. Resentment is lack of self-care. I love that expression. My friend, Dr. Jen Landa, told me that one time. Resentment is lack of self-care, and self-care is critical to manage cortisol, increase oxytocin. So it is important. A lot of women are feeling isolated, are feeling separated, that sense of alone and depressed. And that's that function of cortisol depleting progesterone. So the anecdote, and I talk about this in all my books, is oxytocin.
Right.
Oxytocin, the most powerful hormone in our body. It's the most alkalizing hormone in our body. And we have to play. We have to have fun. And I say this with heart because I've been at a place where I was so depressed. I wanted to die every day. I remember crying before I opened my eyes when I woke up in the morning because I had no idea how I could face the day, nor did I want to. Mm. So I say that with the sense of this is reprogramming time.
Yeah.
What am I grateful for? Winch throughout the day, and I like self-love and just from, you know, fake it till you make it sometimes. And I've been at that place. So I say that with heart, but focusing on the good in our lives and being able to think someone else is feeling like you are. So sharing a compliment, you know, giving grace, and not being hard on ourselves. And those are critically important. And having maybe a pet, going, meeting up with people that you love and care about, and doing, getting enough sleep and nourishing your body the keto green way. It's a different vibration. It's a high energy vibration. Mm-hmm. I see this in you coming from a high energy place. And this is a difference. We want to resonate high energy. That's resilience.
Yep.
That's resilience. And that's what I want women to know as we're coming out of who knows what, but there's that uncertainty. When will the next, we've had PTSD. When will the next shoe drop? So we convert PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, we convert that to post-traumatic growth. And the way we do that is with oxytocin. Mm. And that's part of the keto green way. So changing our physiology, improving our mindset, can't separate the two.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because right before we started the interview on camera, we were talking a little bit about, you know, what's happened in the last year. And as I shared, I'm working with some incredible female entrepreneur clients. And as you know, that's been my passion for the last, it's 12 years now, working specifically with women entrepreneurs and leaders to help them to flourish in business. And sometimes it's a professional woman who's leading her team in a corporate environment. Most often, though, the women I'm attracting are other women entrepreneurs who are also wanting to scale up their business, step into playing in a bigger game. And the only way to do that is by having staff. So they are adding to their team and bringing in, you know, 25 years of senior HR work, which is my background before coaching, executive coaching. Yeah, I've interviewed and hired about 6,000 people. So I got pretty good at identifying, you know, what is the right fit? How do you hire, lead, and then empower them with ease and grace so you can step back and get the work done through others? And you mentioned about oxytocin. I think that's one of the things that's one of the reasons why I love coaching, because it's about, you know, co-creating together. And I get off the phone, I'm like, yes!
Because that's an oxytocin hit.
That is, yeah. It's that hit. And it's the same when I'm creating a summit or an event or a workbook or a program. I get that same creative oxytocin flushing through. And when I wrote my best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, which I actually did on audiobook last summer as well. So I got to reread my own book. And I have to say, as I was reading through it, I'm thinking, holy smokes, this is good. And I think because even though I'm the author of it and it did hit bestseller overnight, it was a process in the morning of having a ritual, going through doing a meditation, doing some visualization, gratitudes we talked about, and doing that kind of self-care for half an hour before I started writing. It was almost then like the words just downloaded through me. So yeah, I'm the host, but I think there's a greater power at work. So yes. Gratitude is one of the words, and there's actually a little bit of science around this. This is in, there's 40 different words and word concepts in the book, but the one on gratitude actually talks about what it can shift. And Dr. Robert Amons, who's the professor of psychology at the University of California, and I'm going to read it just because I want to make sure I get it right. He's the author of books, Thanks and How the New Science of Gratitude Can Make You Happier. So he's been researching gratitude for over 8 years. That's at time of writing. So I'm sure it's a lot more since. But what he says is it can make a massive difference. So it can open the door to more relationships. Ladies, are you listening? And he also confirmed that gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression, as you said. It improves psychological health, reduces a multitude of toxic emotions ranging from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. And those that actually kept journals and did gratitudes every day, it does make a difference. It actually can raise your vibrational frequency. And there's a study in here that I referenced. But pick up your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And you can get that now, as I said, on audiobook, as well as on Amazon in ebook and in paperback format as well.
So, I love it. It's a great book. That's a masterpiece, Yvonne. And I thank you for bringing that into the world. Every book, I mean, it is hard. It is hard. It's definitely hard to get my thoughts on paper. That was a challenge. I'm a clinician. I love my interaction with patients. So I know how that can be a labor of love. And I'm grateful that you did that.
Yeah. Well, it was almost like giving birth again, right? Because it took about 9 months to write, similar, right, to childbirth. And then it took another 9 months. I mean, my labor wasn't that long, but it took another 9 months to get it edited, re-edited, edited again, spell check, proof, uploaded, all those things, which was way longer than I thought it was going to take. But that triangle of finding the right people at the right pricing that are available to work on your project and do great editing. That was an area where I didn't have experience in finding the right resources. And so it took a while to get that place. And anyway, It is out there. And as I said, audiobook version again. So for those of you busy women, love to jog in the morning or walk or exercise, or you're out walking your dog, something else that you can listen to that is great learnings, great action items. Every single one of those 40 words has an action step to really help embed the knowledge. Because if you take action within 3 to 5 days of learning something new, neuroscience tip, it will actually have neuroplasticity in your brain change the neuro pathways. So once you've stepped into it, you very rarely go back because your brain is expanded. It's like that rubber band concept. So powerful work. Mm-hmm. So books, we know, are hugely, hugely informative, inspirational. I said, your book is it sits on top of my toaster, literally, because it's the book that I go to the most right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you.
So, amazing. So many interesting recipes. So I'm interested as well in, you know, as we mentioned, I work a lot with women entrepreneurs, and I think we actually might have the same coach. So I'm interested in what's happened in the way of expansion in your business over the last year or two since we spoke before, and what tips or insights have you acquired that you'd be willing to share with other female entrepreneur listeners?
Oh my goodness. Well, there's so much, right? So much expansion too during this time of, there's been a time of contraction in certain things too. For me, a lot of my expansion has come with family and prioritizing family at this time of my life. And also getting key people in the right places to help, like hiring A team players.
Yep.
So that has been key. So I'm in a good place. I'm ahead of the curve as far as handling the things that are coming down to challenge us in supply chain issues and try to be a step ahead of all of that. And with creating, you know, expansion and creating, bringing two new products to market. So my Beauty Locks and my Jolva Kiss formula, I'm the doc that's taking care of your lips above and below your hips. There we go.
Beautiful.
So we have Jolva for the vulva, for the feminine, our feminine bits. And I created a lip formula because honestly, I started using my Jolva formula on my lips and then told people, and then some were like, oh no, we can't use the same formula on our lips. So I created a lip treatment, a little tweak to the formula and made a lip treatment. So fun stuff like that. So that's the expansion. It's that creativity, but also the caution. Too much at the same time is that workaholism, right?
Right.
That's where fragmentation can occur. And you talked at the beginning, you mentioned the word balance, right? I always look at the average, right? There's highs, I mean, there's swings. Mm-hmm. There's swings of highs and swings of lows. There's, you know, full-on presence, extroverted time, and there's full-on introverted solitude time. And so that's the balance that I've been navigating over the last year. And then just making sure, you know, my nest is taken care of. Mm-hmm. And that's been key, I believe, to the success and the peace of mind that I can experience now.
Yeah. Well, my hubby and my son both had, excuse me, some health challenges last summer and fall. So I get it, right? I get it. There was a lot of things that did come to a halt, and hence the reason for adding more people onto my team to make sure that, you know, if that resurfaced again this year, that things would flow a little bit more smoothly. And I think, you know, even though we can try to be proactive, until it actually hits, we don't know, you know, what's that expression about? It's like tea bags when, you know, women don't realize how strong they are until you put them in hot water, like a tea bag. Ellen Roosevelt quote. And I think that is so true. We obviously are still the primary person that is the caregiver in the majority of families. And put ourselves sometimes secondary to our kids. And if we have that sustainability in our business, then at least we're not worrying about the finance piece. We can, you know, worry about the other pieces that, you know, I mean, sitting in the hospital, sitting in a hospital room for, you know, a week at a time, being, doing a night shift or a day shift, 12-hour shift to be with my son in hospital. So he's not there by himself. You know, that takes time, obviously, and energy away from the business. And getting those things in place that will continue that sustainability, that was part of what I was focusing on last year. My word for the year was radical. And a lot of people said, well, what are you doing? I'm not seeing anything. It's like, you know what? It's inside here. It's internal that is the radical piece that's happening. So yeah, you might look outside and say, oh, you're looking a little slimmer. Well, yeah, like 40 pounds slimmer, thank you. And the rest of the internal work is going on, and you won't see a difference until next year. It's like planting seeds for the harvest. You plant them, you water them, you nurture them, you de-weed your garden and all of those things. And then when spring comes around, whoop, up it pops because you've done the work. So I'm seeing, you know, a huge uptick since last October when I was back out of the hospital with Alex, and things have started to really thrive because of that inner work. So abundance is one word for this year, and unwavering is the other word. So
I love it.
The word for the year, focus, is, I believe, a very important part. Having that morning daily ritual so that you put yourself first, your own air mask on first before helping others, I think is a critical piece. And obviously in your work, you've seen a lot, you talk to a lot of women. What else are some of the things that are self-care regimes that perhaps are undervalued or not even realize that makes such a significant impact?
And I would add this to one of the words, and my word, one of my words for the year too, it's pleasure. Pleasure. What makes you happy? Yeah. What do you enjoy doing? And when's the last time you did it?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the spice of life. That's what makes life worth living. And how do we get more pleasure in our life? Time for intimacy and sex. How are you receiving that? You know, it's not about checking off a to-do. It's about receiving pleasure, communicating pleasure, participating in pleasure. And it could be like painting brings me great pleasure. These are things that, you know, going out with the horses brings me great pleasure. And thinking about how often am I incorporating pleasure into my life?
Yeah. And I have a couple of things, both in my Flourish program, which I work with my clients on, which is about visualizing, then monetizing, and then optimizing in your business. And especially those women who come to me where they thought it was going to be a cakewalk, or it was going to, you know, be this smooth thing. And now they're seeing something different and experiencing something different. So we have to sort of pull it apart and then put the jigsaw back together again in a fashion that has, you know, some corners and some edges, and it does build a pretty picture, not this chaos. But joy is at the center of those questions, because as women entrepreneurs, if we're not working on something that we're absolutely passionate about, when you talked about the valley, and, you know, life is not a flat line, right? For a reason, we are supposed to experience those highs and lows. And that's what gives us that springboard, is when we've come out of a dip that we didn't even realize we were going to go down into a dip, and then whoop, the universe supports you and out you pop, and usually go higher and further because of that realization, and not keeping that secret, but keeping that in context, and also being willing to be vulnerable and share. Look, I'm human. This is what I just went through. And if you want to join me on the journey as I go back up again, here, come along with me, because it's, you know, it's always an experience where there's somebody else that's not quite as far along as you are, that you're maybe two steps ahead of them, that you can pull them with you. So that, you know, women are always about, well, the women I hang out with anyway, about a rising tide lifting all boats.
Absolutely.
So we do, you know, bring others with us as we rise. So the oxytocin piece again links back to joy. And sometimes it's as simple as watching a sunrise. You know, I have a beautiful block of pond right in front of me. And just to be able to see the sunrise and set, the geese flying in. I mean, it's in summertime, it's like this frenzy where we hear, you know, honking, right? You talk about women and leadership and that model of the V model where the flying geese are all, you know, flying in formation because it actually helps with the wind resistance. The group can go faster when they're flying in a V, in an arrow shape. And also they're honking from behind to say, yes, keep it up, keep going. So that honking of encouragement, I mean, there's lots of lessons. You can look up lessons from the geese online, a few different YouTube videos about it. But it is about, you know, bringing people along with you and watching the geese coming in and flying down and scooting on the pond and then dipping off. And it's just a magical place to live. So I'm hoping that sometime later this year or early next year, there will also be a water view with palm trees in it as opposed to snow and ice.
That sounds so amazing. Working on that. That's amazing. Right.
Yeah.
On the vision board. Yeah, for sure. That's
good. On the vision board. Yeah. I mean, you don't always have to have a health scare to put things in perspective, but that certainly, you know, brought the conversation to a whole new level for my hubby last year. So, yeah. Wow. So I'm excited. I'm
glad you're through over the hump of that.
Well, me too. I'm excited to see what's unfolding. More opportunities for less stress. So managing that cortisol a little bit more effectively, more joy. One of the favorite questions that I actually picked up from a colleague of mine and fellow coach a while ago, Linda Murrers, what she says is, you know, sometimes people can't figure out what they want, but they know what they don't want. So this is sort of one of those reverse questions, double negative questions. But if you ask yourself, what is it that I cannot not do? It's a great starting point to start thinking about what am I really here on this planet to do? Because if we put together the things that we enjoy, so there are skills, our gifts, our talents, our passions, the things that we just thrive on, we lose ourselves in that joy of that particular experience. When we think about what we cannot not do, I cannot not help women. Like mm-hmm. I can't, if I see a woman floundering, I cannot, you know, I've got to reach my hand out. I've got to share a tip, a book, a TED talk, or something, an idea, a question to help her to get rolling again. I cannot stand by and watch. And the more that we work as women in those businesses that give us the most joy, it doesn't always feel like work. It's like, mm-hmm. yes, this is invigorating. This is helping other people.
And this is what I've been designed.
Yeah. I know we talked before about you have also a commitment with your fulfillment center to hiring women. Have you expanded at all on that part of the work that you do and building out your, it's not exactly a not-for-profit, but it's paying it forward, isn't it?
It's absolutely. And I'm a single mom and then I struggled. And so I really do hire single moms. I was just in my office here in Georgia today. And it was just beautiful to see. And plus, one of our employees has a new baby that's 2 months old, and she is, you know, recreate an environment where she can bring her baby to work. And lovely. And it just makes it better. It makes it better. And I think giving opportunity and giving, you know, time and grace and support for each other is powerful. And I also continue to support the House of Hope, which is a home that I help create for girls who have been sex trafficked, and then also the House of Dawn to help single women, single moms educate, you know, finish their college educations and high school educations. So those are two things continue to pour into. Mm. I've found, and you know, that's my part of giving back. I know when I needed help.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So I would like to make a donation to the House of Dawn. I have, as you know, I have a commitment that for every book that is sold, every paperback book that's sold, that one gets donated back to a women's shelter foundation or not-for-profit. So I have a stack of 10 and I was looking to see, you know, which group is going to get those books. And I think this makes a lot of sense to ship them down. So we'll talk afterwards about how best way to do that, because, you know, the reality is, I had someone reach out to me, and I can't remember if I mentioned this before, reach out through Facebook. Oh, you're Yvonne Silva. You're the author for Words, Women, and Wisdom. Yes, I am. That book was on the nightstand when I was in the shelter. And now I'm actually writing my, just launching my first book. I've written my first course. You know, things have really turned around for me, she said. And I was like in tears, right? And I mean, I don't know how much of an impact my book had, but the fact that she even remembered and made note and said something, just, you know, you never know what that ripple effect is going to be and how many lives you're going to touch. And the fact that she's now written a book and she's also writing a course, who knows how many hundreds of people that's going to touch. And I just want to continue to do that piece, because that is my pay it forward. Being a social enterprise is important to me. And I encourage all of my clients to find a way to build it into your business. It's nice if there's a 10% at the end of the year that is a, you know, a not-for-profit donation, but it's even better if you can build it in as you're doing, where you have your fulfillment center. You could staff it with men, women, you know, but you're being very specific and very strategic and utilizing that model to help other single moms. How cool is that? Love it.
Thank you. And I'm making a note to Dawn introducing you as we speak. So I'll make sure I give you that introduction. And these are things, right, that the little things we do on a daily basis doesn't have to be the end of the year. I'm really committed to that now in the littlest ways, like, you know, the people you meet, how can you bless them? The, you know, eating out, I don't know how much you're doing that in Canada, but in Texas, we do it a lot in Georgia, but, you know, being able to contribute, I mean, the hardest hit people are the people that help us, you know, that work with us, that, you know, are, you know, at the cashier, at the grocery store, or the server at the restaurant, the little things we can do that are extra.
Yep.
And I'm blessed to be able to do it. I think on a daily basis, where can I bless others? And sometimes it's monetarily, sometimes it's with education, sometimes it's with seeding, sometimes it's with a kind word. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the oxytocin, right? That's part of the increasing oxytocin in our life. Gives me great pleasure to be able to do this.
Absolutely. So as we start to sort of pull this interview to a close, for anyone listening who's thinking, wow, I got to have a look and see what products and what other offerings Dr. Anna has, dranna.com is where you go to check out all of these products, her books. Her newest book, Menu Pause, is launching April 12th. I highly encourage you to stay connected. She's an amazing lady. She's helping others in so many more ways, as you heard with the fulfillment center staffing as well. This really is about looking at how can we have a business that not only supports us and is sustainable for our needs, but also helps others. And I don't mean always by helping clients, but helping others with multiple ways that it actually touches lives. And if we can build out more of those kinds of businesses, that is what really gets me excited. That's why the women that I'm working with as clients and I'm working as an executive coach with are the women who have hearts. They are passionate about success, but doing it not at the cost of somebody else. It's about doing it to build it out with other people so that they really are making an impact using some sort of social enterprise model. And if this is new for you and you're thinking, I don't know how to build that into my business, please do reach out. I have room for a couple more clients, one-on-one clients right now. You can find me at YvonneSilva.com. You can also find me at LinkedIn, Yvonne E.L. Silva. Find me on Facebook, Words, Women, and Wisdom, the radio show, and Women and Wisdom Media. You can also find me at. So make sure that you also explore picking up a copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. That's my book. And that is available through audiobook, ebook, and a paperback version as well. And as I mentioned, I love for every 10 sets of books that are sold, paperbacks, to be making a donation back to a women's shelter, foundation, or not-for-profit. That really helps my oxytocin level, and I know it helps others and touches others as well. So Dr. Anna, thank you for joining me today. It's been a pleasure again. I was so looking forward to hearing what has happened since our last interview when we talked about Keto Green. Now we've been talking about menu pause and a lot of other useful things for entrepreneurs. It really is about raising the vibration of the planet, doing good work, leveraging our gifts and skills, putting that to work for us. And it pays back in spades. And when we can raise that oxytocin level, everybody wins, don't they?
They do. They do. So thank you for having me, Yvonne. Thanks for all the work you do.
Thank you so much, Dr. Anna. And I will keep in touch with you and we'll do some interesting things. Let's keep that oxytocin level rolling. Mm-hmm. Have a great day, everybody. And make sure you tune in to the next Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show for another intriguing and interesting female guest. Thanks for listening. Bye for now, everybody.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the modern art of confident conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business, by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations, is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in four different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power. Add words that energize and invigorate and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.